producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey.
Friends of the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I don't like doctors, for the most part, especially practitioners of the medical science. Primarily because with my doctor nowadays, if I go to him and if it isn't something like, I don't like the way I look or something, he's going to farm me out to some other specialist. I'm just there to pay him on my way to paying somebody else. But there is one thing he will unhesitatingly write me a prescription for. If I get out there and say, I want to quit smoking, but I haven't got the willpower, or if I say, I'm depressed because I'm bald or anything, he'll write me a prescription for a mood-enhancing drug, which comes from a classification called SSRI. Lots of people do that. That's the fallback position, whether you're a psychologist or just a general practitioner. Joining me is my specialist on SSRI. She's been with me before. First time here with me at Genesis Communications. Coming from, I guess, somewhere on the left coast is Dr. Linda Langeman. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Now, SSRIs, what are we talking about? What's the names of SSRIs? What are some of the common names?
Yeah, so the first one, Prozac, and then Paxil, Celexa, Lexapro, all of these.
Zoloft, Chantix.
Yeah. Chantix is used for quitting smoking, but if you read all the warning label of all the adverse effects, it's very much like the SSRI. So it has the same, it affects the same area of your brain, it looks like.
Sort of kills me about Chantix that you're trying to quit smoking and add years to your life and you're going to have suicidal thoughts. Anyway, or homicidal thoughts.
That's right. Yeah.
How did we get to this position where SSRIs are just being prescribed willy-nilly, if you will?
Well, how we got there is direct-to-consumer advertising. Without that, you would not have all these people taking it. So we've had, I don't know, like 17 years now of TV commercials and print ads telling everybody that the struggles they're experiencing in life are actually mental disorders and illnesses that need a medication. But without that, there would be no way we would have one in four Americans now on a psychiatric drug. Just wouldn't happen. People wouldn't have known about them. I mean, the TV commercials tell people to talk to their doctor. It primes people. You know, in the advertising world, they call those commercials the you're sick and you didn't know it ads, because that's what they do. They make people think that what they're experiencing is an illness instead of a life struggle, even if it's severe. People can have very severe things. People can hear voices, but it's mental and emotional struggle, sometimes spiritual struggle, but it's not medical. And the reason for using the medical language is to market drugs, and that's what's happened. So the SSRI antidepressants that, you know, we're talking about, those have been blockbusters. Those have been so successful, the marketing of those, because now when there are studies coming out that haven't been somehow manipulated or paid for by the pharmaceutical industry, even if once removed, you know, because sometimes they, like, pay off a doctor to put their name on something. But now when we have real studies, we see that they actually are not effective. And I know there are going to be people listening who say, like, oh, but it really works for me. The fact is 80% of people on a placebo, on a sugar pill, are going to say the same thing. What's helpful is thinking that you're doing something and focusing on something that you think things are getting better, and you actually can make things better. I mean, we actually have a lot of control in making things better. It's not the pill. Objectively, science, you know, when you break it down, it is not helpful and has tons of adverse reactions. That's the long answer to how we got to all this.
Now, is it safe to say that not all people on SSRIs are going to become mass killers of some sort, but everybody that's a mass killer has been on SSRIs?
Right. Both those statements are true. Obviously, you know, people are not going to take an SSRI necessarily and all of a sudden go, you know, killing a bunch of people. But it is true that all of these killing sprees that there are the toxicology records for, all of them have been on a psychiatric drug or in the withdrawal phase of a psychiatric drug, which is also a really risky time and has the same warnings for violence. I don't know if you know, people know that on the warning labels, you know, the package insert, it actually says that it can increase suicidal thoughts and suicidality, increased violence, and homicidal thoughts. These are, you know, these are no small thing. So, yes, everybody who's done one of these, you know, weird kind of killing sprees has been on a drug or been coming off of one of the psychiatric drugs.
I remember when there was this recording. Not everything plays out in violence, but it does change the way a person deals with the outer world. I remember when supposedly Mel Gibson was trying to quit smoking, and he'd been taking Chantix, and they've got him recorded on some phone call where he left a voicemail where he's just ranting and raving and just all this stuff. And later on, he'd already gotten in trouble for other things that he had said, but that was just sort of like the icing on the cake. And they brought out the fact that he had taken Chantix, which I don't keep trying. I'm not trying to circle back to Chantix, but
yeah,
that's the most ironic of drugs, where you're trying to save your own life and you kill yourself. So,
Yeah.
It doesn't. The point I'm leading up to, it doesn't always lead out into gunplay. I mean, has there been studies on people like this guy that the same day one of these shootings happened? I can't remember whether it's Sandy Hook or Aurora. There was a guy at a college in Texas, at Lone Star College, that went on a slashing spree.
Mm-hmm.
Was he on SSRIs? Or had he taken them in his past, coming off of them? Do we know?
I don't know which. I'd need the name of that person to look it up. I don't know offhand with that one, but I can answer, you know, the overall question. I mean, these the killing sprees, it's not necessarily with guns, if that's the question.
Right.
So it's the common denominator is the psychiatric drugs that are mind-altering drugs. That's even what psychotropic means. It means mind-turning. You have to look at what would make a person do something so against normal, you know, and against their own survival. Because, you know, most of the time in these killing sprees, the person doing it ends up dead. Either they kill themselves or they're clearly going to get killed, and they know that. But what would make a person not have any thought about that? No feeling or connection to people they're killing, no concern or feeling about themselves dying. And that's where you have to look at the psychiatric drugs that can have. And people, you know, they affect different people differently. Like, you know, right, it's not like everybody who takes an Prozac is going to go kill people.
Hang on a second for me, Doc. Hang on.
Sure.
We're going into break. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Dr. Linda Langeman, and SSRIs. They're not the guests. She's just talking about them. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour, Dr. Linda Langerman. I have gone to her before. She is a specialist in SSRIs and what they do to you. You saw a study the other day about what happens to somebody in the brain physiologically when they take just one dosage of Paxil or Zoloft or one of these drugs? What did you find out?
Yeah, that was really surprising, just from a single dose. So this was a study that took healthy people who were not depressed and who had never been on a psychiatric drug, and they did MRI brain scan of them, so they had the brain image. Then they gave them a single dose of an SSRI antidepressant, the most common kind used now, and 3 hours later, they did another MRI brain scan, and they were very surprised at the drastic changes in the brain. And it's some of the stuff that we've known in terms of the longer-term effects, but here's what they saw. Every area of the brain except two, and I'll come back to that, but every area of the brain except those two was diminished. The communication, they call it functional connectivity, was decreased. That means it cuts the communication in the areas of the brain. So everything is suppressed and impaired except two areas of the brain that have to do with motor function and what's called arousal, meaning like, you know, wake, sleep, kind of agitation, that kind of arousal. So the frontal lobe, which I've spoken about before, is impaired in every psychiatric drug, every single category of psychiatric drug, antidepressants, anti-anxiety, antipsychotic, all of them disable parts of the brain, and specifically the frontal lobe, which is where our thinking is, problem-solving abilities, social connections, like feelings of attachment and connection to other people, all of that. So here it was showing on a brain scan, a brain image, that it cut the connections in that all those areas of the brain except the agitation ones, which had actually increased the motor areas. So this is dramatic, and I want people to know this study was not done by, you know, anti-drug people. Just so you know, I'm reading the study, and I'm horrified at what they just did. They're writing about it saying, isn't this fascinating? We need to do more studies like this with people who've never been on a drug and see what effect and blah, blah. Just experimenting. They're just experimenting. They don't know anything. These drugs have been on the market for, a couple decades now. These antidepressants, since Prozac was the first one. A couple of decades. And they're just now looking and seeing how it's changing the brain and doing damage to every area of the brain is involved. It's just mind-boggling that this has been allowed on the market without them even knowing that they're causing these drastic changes in the brain.
How long is that damage permanent?
Well, that's the thing where there's conflicting...
We don't know. We just started studying it.
That's right. Well, that's actually true. Now, there are some of the things that look to be permanent. But this is where I always hesitate because I am a very big believer in the individual's ability to, you know, regenerate and correct. And I don't want to have any listeners who are taking these or have taken them. I don't want them to, you know, feel cursed like they're forever damaged because I do believe in the resilience of people. But I also don't want to sugarcoat, and I want people to know the seriousness of this and the alterations in the brain. I'm going to leave it at that. If you haven't taken them, don't ever do it, because you are altering your brain. And if you have, then just, good nutrition, good everything else, and try to, you know, regenerate.
Which, so, one of the things you point out for people that have taken them, if they are feeling bad or whatever, or if you're just feeling bad and you're afraid you might need to take them, is exercise.
Yeah, that's the best exercise by all studies. Exercise is the single best treatment for depression. So you don't complicate it. You're just going to be improving your life. You're going to be improving your health and your mood without any adverse, you know, kind of complications. The SSRI antidepressants are given for just the most benign things, even though they are so damaging, and we're only, you know, getting more familiar with how damaging they are now. But, you know, somebody who is depressed because they're feeling depressed because they're bald, anybody can go talk to a doctor about feeling down about anything, and it is just almost automatic. It's very easy for these docs to just prescribe the antidepressants because they've been told they're safe.
The same doctor you would go to for the flu.
That's right. Somewhere between, I've read different things, but somewhere between 70 and 80% of psychiatric drugs are actually prescribed by general practitioners. So, and they've actually been told to do that by the psychiatric experts. It goes back to that, but the people with the conflict of interest who have ties to the pharmaceutical industry.
We've got about a minute and a half left before the next break. How many of those doctors get visited by pharmaceutical reps and make money off the prescribing of the drugs?
Oh, like tons. There are a lot of them do. There's actually a brand new federal website that shows the payout by the drug companies to doctors. So people can look up. I mean, we can come back to this, but people can look up, is their doctor getting money from the drug company? And just in the last 3 months of 2013, they saw that there were $3.5 billion was paid out by the drug companies to doctors, individual doctors. There were 546,000 doctors who received money, and the total of the money given was $3.5 billion, just in the last five months of 2013 when they started tracking this.
So that's 5 months.
5 months.
So we can. So it's probably closer to $8 billion over the course of that year, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yes, that's right. So this is payouts to get doctors and to induce them to prescribe more of a drug and to prescribe it what's called off-label. That's how you can have children on, you know, antipsychotics, SSRI, any drug. These are all off-label prescriptions. And that's what they're paid to do. And there are, you know, a lot of Department of Justice cases about this, but they're not deterrents. Nobody's gone to jail over this. In the U.S., in China, they actually have put some people in jail now. But in the U.S., nobody goes to jail. They just get fined. They pay a bunch of money, but it's a drop in the bucket. This is $89 billion industry, I think.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Dr. Linda Langerman, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frogwood Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. I almost gave out the wrong number. Again, my guest this hour, Dr. Linda Langeman. We're talking about SSRIs. Let me ask you a question regarding treatment, okay? If somebody has the wherewithal to recognize that they have something going on mentally, and they seek out treatment, we know that they're going to just pull out the prescription pad. But there is other protocols to treating somebody that's a little more involved and probably takes more time on the, at the in front of the psychiatrist or the psychologist, isn't there? I mean, there's other things they can do besides prescriptions, aren't there?
For sure. And, I mean, even... I mean, let's look back to before we had all these pharmaceuticals. It's not like, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it's not like we were a country crippled by depression and anxiety and, you know, psychosis. That's not the case. So there are plenty of things. And in fact, you know, first, just do no harm. And right now, contrary to popular belief, and everything we've been, you know, just bombarded with indoctrinating us about psychiatric drugs. So contrary to all that, the psychiatric drugs actually do harm and they actually make things worse. And ironically, every category of drug worsens the condition that it is being prescribed for. Antidepressants worsen depression. They actually create chronic depression by altering the chemicals and changing the brain in some of the ways we were just talking about. Anti-anxiety drugs, same thing. People, I mean, it's common sense. We've kind of gotten away from common sense as we are listening to authorities, experts. We grant them so much power, and they don't know what they're doing. They really don't. And it's, people should go back to their own common sense. A parent knows that it's not a good idea to give a mind-altering drug to their child. And unless they're, you know, convinced and told that this expert knows the mind and knows what's better, they would never do that. And people wouldn't take it themselves. You know, people, like I said, we are much worse off now because of the psychiatric drugs than before they came on the scene. More depression, more people on disability for mental illness, more people who end up on the street because of mental illness. It's created by the drugs.
One thing that you sent me an email about as far as the way things are treated nowadays and people that don't know what they're doing, you talked about the Alabama incident where a five-year-old was forced to sign a non-suicide homicide contract.
Yeah.
Just exactly how effective was that in keeping this little girl who doesn't know what suicide or homicide or any other thing that ends in IDE means yet? She, you know, she signed her name with a Crayola.
Yeah.
How effective was that? I mean, this little girl doesn't have an issue, and now they've, I guess, made one.
Yeah, I mean, this is where you see that because there's no actual science involved in the mental health field, you know, no labs, no nothing that's really objective, it's completely subjective, and so then it's entirely vulnerable to bias and stupidity and prejudice. So that's just completely ridiculous. They did one of these mental health screenings on her then and asked her these questions about suicide and homicide. The bottom line is the mental health screening that goes on in schools is a marketing, it's like the pharmaceutical company trolling for customers. These mental health screening tests that have no business being in the schools, it is not the federal government's job to be screening anybody's mental health. Those tests have been written by psychiatrists, paid by the pharmaceutical industry, and they are written in such a way that people are going to end up looking like they need treatment. They're going to, you know, answer yes to questions that most people would answer yes to, and then they get flagged as being suicidal or homicidal. This is going on now, and I mean, it's another whole topic, but that people should be aware occurs so that they can let their schools know they do not want their child to be mental health screened, because they have taken children, Child Protective Services has taken children away from parents because they come out testing as like, oh, this kid is, you know, homicidal or suicidal. The abuse is really profound with that.
Could this possibly lead to Rebecca, the little girl who had this, or Elizabeth, rather, Rebecca was the mom, to Elizabeth being medicated? Or they demand that she's medicated or something? And just out of curiosity, under what authority are school people getting out there and making these calls?
They can. And yes, there are cases where people have been told your kid needs to be on a psychiatric drug. The parent has said, no, that's not a good idea. I don't want my child on that drug. And they have charged the parents with medical neglect and taken the child and forced the drug. There are a number of cases, but this is one of the big ones that's been going on is happened in Detroit. It was a mother, Marianne Godboldo, and she, her 12-year-old went through one of these school screenings where they round up all the kids, take them to the auditorium, do a mental health screening, and it said her daughter was suicidal. Her daughter was not suicidal, but they took the child directly from the school to a psychiatric institution, and the mother agreed. I'm blending two cases. Sorry about that. Because there are a number of these cases. There was another parent whose kid was taken directly from the school. Marianne Godboldo, her kid wasn't taken directly from the school, but she was told her kid needed to be put on risperidone, which is an antipsychotic, very powerful. She did it temporarily. It made her daughter aggressive and had adverse reactions. She talked to a doctor, and the doctor tapered her off it. The psychiatrist with the school, with Child Protection, didn't like that. They literally came with a SWAT team and took her daughter. It's you know, there's the footage of this. It's on YouTube, where she, the entire, you know, SWAT team, a tank, came to this mom who was just trying to exert her own rights after having observed what this drug did to her child, and saying, I don't want my kid on this. They took the kid. Now, 9 months later, 10 legal battles, and they ruled that it was not right to take her daughter, but they already then forced the drug on her kid and had her institutionalized for, you know, 9 months. So the abuses of this, and this is, again, because there's no science involved here, this is just one person. You can get one doc who says, yes, she needs this drug, and that's enough. That's enough to take a kid. So we really have to look at the phenomenal power that psychiatry, that industry has right now, and the abuses of that. I've left you speechless.
It's just so wrong that they. Well, you know, has anything led just? Well, we're coming up on the next break. How will people find out what you do, what you write, what you talk about? How can people find that?
Well, they can go to a couple of websites. But I'm a commissioner for a Citizens Commission on Human Rights, and I really want people to have that website, which is cchrint.org. That's Citizens Commission on Human Rights International. So cchrint.org, and then cchr.org. And then my website where people get in touch with me is drlagemann.com. And that's drlagemann. DrLagemann.com.
All right. Hang on for me one more time. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing thing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Final time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, Dr. Linda Langeman, who actually caught me so off guard with something. She told me that I was speechless for a while, which is never good in talk radio. That is never good. Let me ask you a question. Given the fact that they use these incidents, which are very rare, these mass shooting, spree shooting incidents, the type of Aurora, Virginia Tech, that kind of thing. Given that those are so very rare, but this is where they go to for the gun control meme, and this is, you know, this is proof that we need to ban this or that or the other. While at the same time, this classification of drugs, which all of these guys have in common, is the common thread, is there something more at work here than just a bunch of, is it partially greed and partially agenda? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, I think for some, I mean, all both of those and more. I think there's greed is a huge factor that's going on, and that's probably what's, you know, most of the people are involved in. It's greed. Then you have, you know, the few people who are really kind of controlling things, and it's about control. Ultimately, it's about control, both, you know, psychologically, you know, numbing and controlling the population. And then this issue, you know, you can distract people with, you know, bringing up gun control, because that is a polarizing issue in this country, you know, Second Amendment rights and gun control. You get people distracted fighting about that. More recently, you get people distracted fighting about, you know, you've had people say, you were mentioning to me, you know, people saying, oh, you shouldn't talk about this in the media because then you're going to get copycat killers. It's another way of distracting and fear-mongering and saying, I mean, fear-mongering, anything where you're going to say that something is unspeakable, that is contributing to a fear-mongering thing.
Right.
It is speakable. We need to be talking about this. We need to be upfront about what are the common denominators, because the common denominator are the psychiatric drugs and killing. All the killings are not even happening with guns. So we have to look at what makes a person do this. And we were talking a little bit earlier about some of the changes in the brain. You know, when you take one of these drugs and you cut somebody's feelings of social connection and their sense of reality of themselves and others, you increase their agitation, their impulsivity, impair their judgment, make them emotionally numb, irritable, hostile, add suicidal ideation, homicidal ideation, and you're going to have X percent of those people where it is enough to push them over the edge to do one of these things. So whenever this happens, I mean, there's distraction that people use to keep it away from the psychiatric drugs, and actually then behind the scenes, you know, the American Psychiatric Association has lobbyists, the pharmaceutical industry has lobbyists on Capitol Hill pushing for, you know, using these incidents to push for more mental health screening, more psychiatric drugs. And ultimately, this is about, you know, to me, I'm tracking the issue of psychiatry and their control, because then you have who's going to decide gun ownership. Well, that's going to be psychiatry based on labels that have no science behind them. But labeling somebody with a mental disorder is going to be a factor in whether that person can carry a firearm or not. So that's the overview of it.
Well, I mean, the question I have, I actually have two. Why legislatively aren't, why isn't Congress looking at what, who's decided, you know, you've got general practitioners who are closer to maybe possibly hitting a bullseye with general doctors, even though they don't know what they're doing, and they prescribe it just to get you out of the office and get the next copay in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got schools out there that have, you know, they're not even doing what they're supposed to do, much less, know how to prescribe or diagnose a mental health issue. Is Congress looking at this at all? Has anybody ever looked at this? Have they ever said, well, you know, not all SSRI users are spree killers, mass shooters, but all mass shooters are SSRI users. Have they never done that? I mean, I've heard that argument in different forms, a thousand different ways.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they are flooded with so much false information. I've actually been on Capitol Hill now a number of times and met with some congresspeople there. There's, like I said, there are, actually, I didn't give the number, but there are, it's like over 1,200 pharmaceutical lobbyists on Capitol Hill.
Wow.
And there are also the American Psychiatric Association lobbyists there. So they get so much false information, just like the general public does. There's just important information, like the link between SSRIs and suicide and violence, which is known. It's on the FDA drug warning label, and that's known, and Department of Justice cases showing all the payouts to make doctors prescribe them to more and more people and to children. That's known because we've got Department of Justice cases. But this important information is buried under an avalanche of just garbage information in the news. So it's not known like it should be, because it's the important data. But when you flood it with a bunch of irrelevant and false data, it just gets lost. So I think they... I think obviously there's some people who are bought, their votes are bought, and then I think there are many who just can't see the info because it's buried. And it's really a challenge to get focused on the correct, cause and effect. That, like I said, it's not debatable. People make it seem like it's debatable, but you can't get an FDA black box warning without there being proof of cause and effect. And that's
right.
What we have now, the SSRIs and suicide and violence.
Hmm.
You know, none of these people were in treatment because they had homicidal ideation. None of them. They're in treatment because they have learning problems, or they're awkward in school, or there's depressed feelings because somebody, you know, whatever, all the regular things. That's how they start in treatment. Then their mind gets changed, and they get weirder, and they get more impaired, and then they get suicidal and homicidal. They weren't in treatment for homicidal ideation. None of them.
Right.
If it were,
right.
That would be first page, because that'd be the easiest way to just blow all this out, was to prove that they were being treated for homicidal ideation. They, drugs created that.
Does Dylan Quick, the name Dylan Quick, did that flit across your radar, that was the Lone Star Stabber. If he didn't, he probably ought to have. He had fantasies about killing people since he was five. His whole goal, one of the things he wanted to accomplish at Lone Star College or Lone Star University, was cut off faces and wear them for masks.
Okay.
And he used an X-Acto knife in his slashing, and he was so violent with it that he left parts of the X-Acto knife in some of his victims. So he sort of sounds like somebody that had taken the SSRI to me. You know, so.
Yeah, that's all the weird things, they usually are the SSRIs, because they really do disconnect people from reality.
Does that make them more susceptible to this whole copycat thing if they see something? Hey, I sort of dig that. Does the SSRI make it easier for the copycat type?
SSRIs are going to make it easier to push somebody over the edge to where they would do something.
Right.
So, you know, yeah. It doesn't, you know, hearing about a story does not make somebody do it. Just like, you know, watching a video game is not going to make somebody go on a killing spree. But you got to look at what would put a person over the edge, what's going to change them psychologically. And that's where you're looking at the psychotropic drugs, which are mind-changing, mind-altering drugs. So, yeah, I'm going to look this guy up, but, you know, often you get kids may start with an ADHD drug on a young kid, and then that gets them the adverse effects of the ADHD drug might make them depressed, and then they add an antidepressant, then they add an antipsychotic, and, you know, before you know it, the kid's on a cocktail of drugs, and it's completely not a normal person anymore.
There you go. Doc, we'll do this again. So much.
Perfect.
Only
good.
So much territory can be covered in an hour. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right, folks. Do this again in about 22 hours. Stay safe. Remember what I always say. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.